And for the kind introduction. And yes, basically what I like to present is the work of Benedikt Kötter, who is now since last year as a postdoc at Kyoto University. And so the content of my presentation is Synply, fatigue, low velocity impact, and fatigue after impact. And so from yesterday, you have already seen Synply composite materials, and here is the material we used from Northern Synply technology. This was also used in the investigations we saw yesterday. I know this material since I have worked at Ruag Aerospace in Switzerland. And so we used aerial weights from 30 gram per square meter, 60, 120, and 360 quasi-isotropic layup. So going, yesterday it was named Ultra Synply Composites. And so the experimental work is we made the fatigue, we made just simple quasi-static tensile tests, then fatigue tests with different R ratios, and there this minus 0.5 stress ratio of this buckling device came into play, which I want to introduce to you as well. And then the fatigue after impact properties. So let's start with the quasi-static properties. As you see on the figure on the left, the tensile stress versus strain, and then you see with the increasing or decreasing ply thickness, the mechanical properties become more linear, so the behavior, as well as the maximum stress increases up to 1,000 megapascal tensile strength. And you see that the very thin, the 30 GSM and 60 GSM almost behave very similar. So for the quasi-static behavior, the 60 GSM is fully sufficient to show really the Synply behavior, avoiding any delamination. And so it's really only interfiber failure can be observed, and we get a really strong increase in tensile strength. So now I want to come to the fatigue properties, and I like to introduce the constant life diagram. On the left, you see the Wöhler figure diagram, so stress amplitude versus cycles to failure for one of the materials, and then you interpolate the data, and then you get at the 10 to power 5 point, you take this data and plot this in the stress amplitude mean stress figure, as you see on the right, so which is the so-called constant life diagram. And you see on the there's on the bottom you see the tensile and the compressive strength, and in between you have the different stress ratios we investigated in this material. So then I like to start with the tension-tension, so constant life diagram. You see maybe first some fundamental statement. So the static behavior is decreasing with layer thickness, but also now the superior fatigue behavior for the very thin ply composites. And now you see that for the 30, so the for the very thin 30 GSM, we see even better fatigue behavior. And this we will now investigate more deeply in the following slides. And you see here on the left-hand side the, how to say, relative stiffness, so normalized from the virgin stiffness, evolution over the numbers of cycle. And you see for the well-known stiffness degradation and the different sections for initial drop and then maybe matrix cracks forms and delaminations for the thicker plies. And then you see the blue one, so the curve, the 60 GSM, show at the very end some decrease, but the black one, so the very thin, is more, almost linear, close to the failure. And on the right-hand side, just the sketch that transverse cracks are formed, so interfiber failure, but no delamination for the thin ply composite. And so if we now look, we took some radiographs in this tension-tension regime, and then you see on top the radiograph of the very thin ply, the 30 GSM, and there's much, much less damage to interfiber failure. And for the 60 GSM, it looks like delamination on the edges, but it is only interfiber failure. So there's no delamination, edge delamination at all. But for the others, for the thicker ones, 120 and 360, of course, there's the typical and well-known effect of the delaminations. This is for tension-tension, and we were also interested in the tension-compression behavior. And this is shown here. So the tension compression is a R value of minus 0.5. You see that the 60 and 30 are almost the same, but we had really a well-known problem of the load introduction and high loads in this material. And so that on the right-hand side, you see the Wöhler curves, the cycles to failure, that we cannot go higher than these 400 megapascals. There was the failure at the in the load introduction area. So these data were not really valid. And so we had to take out these data. And but anyway, you see that for the high cycles, we have less degradation and a higher fatigue performance. And if we look at the stress strain curves over the cycles, you see that on the left for the thin and the top right, it's really a marginal change in slope. So the stiffness is almost constant, and also the area is, so the energy which is used is much less, and you see for the thicker ones is, the degradation is much higher. But the major difference was that for the thin ply, the final failure was under tension, and for the thick ply, the final failure was under compression. So that is maybe remarkable as well. And then we were interested in, so we made earlier times a lot of fatigue after impact tests on glass fiber composites, standard ply, and now we transferred these setup to the thin ply composites. We made an impact of 8 joules and was looking at the specimens to have no edge delamination, no fiber fracture, so, and the clamping according to the standards. And you see in the center of the slide, this anti-buckling device according to ASTM standard. And this allows a free transversal contraction, and this results in very less edge delamination. This we used for the minus 0.5 fatigue test, as well as after impact, fatigue tests, and then we stopped the test, made ultrasonic scans, tomography, and of course some microscopy on the specimens. And let's first look at the impact. And you see on top the thick ones and the well-known Christmas tree pattern of the matrix cracks and delaminations formed. And this changes with the becoming thinner layers down to just straight delaminations and ends up, you see on the left that we have the well-known projected areas, so the peanut-shaped delaminated areas, But for the very thin ply, we get a circular shape. And if you look at the bottom, there are only, you see, two big delaminations and one very thin delamination in the center. So in total, it's just three delaminations forming very big sublaminates. And so now with these specimens, after such an, typical or representative impact, we performed further fatigue tests. And this is shown here. You see the dashed lines are the corresponding non-impacted specimen, which we have already seen. And the solid lines are the corresponding fatigue after impact results. And you see all of these have a drop in these typical where we put the red line to make the comparison for the constant life number value. You see that we have a drop between minus 10 and minus about 30% in fatigue life, in strength. However, if you look in detail on the black squares, so which corresponds to the 30 GSM, this is almost horizontal. The fit shows a slight decrease, but if you look at the data values, you can make also an almost horizontal line. So that means there's no increase in, or in stiffness reduction or in lifetime reduction. It's constant life just after the impact independently. And this, we were of course interested more in detail, and then we had the chance to have some CT images. And this is on the left-hand side, you see the 30 GSM, and you see from top is from the just after the impact, and then after certain cycles, and you see by the color indications of the delaminations, there's no progress at all. And on the right-hand side is a typical growth of delaminations visible. So then I come to the conclusions. So we have a higher static tensile and compressive strength with decreasing layer thickness. The failure behavior changes from delamination dominated to fiber dominated for the thin ply behavior. In case of the fatigue behavior, the thin ply, we have really superior fatigue performance for all stress ratios we observed or we tested. And for the failure under tensile stress is for the thin ply, and for the thick ply it fails under compression stress caused by higher amount of or by delaminations. And for fatigue after impact, we have larger delaminated areas projected for the thin ply, as you see, but the shape is circular. And this, if you just take the projected area, the thin ply would be more, bad. But in the performance, it's much better than the standard. So the projected area is, in this case, not really a good measure, I would say. And so even with this delaminated area, there's less or almost no growth in delamination during fatigue. So that's time for acknowledgement. So our institutions, the funding organizations, I like to acknowledge as well all of the colleagues, and I thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Thank you for this nice presentation. So we have time for a couple of questions.
The one in the back.
Thank you for this presentation. Just one question. Does the failure mode of the fatigue after impact of the different specimens are the same as the fatigue only? It means that for thin layer you have a tensile failure, and for thick layer you have compression failure? or are they both in compression?
That's a good question. So I'm pretty sure that it is like this. So that usually should be in compression by buckling of the delaminated area. Yeah. I mean, for the thin ply, for the thick ply, it would be no change. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So